Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
803 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The Astros suffered another one last night. We don't know what it is, but it sure ain't good. Not eight pitches in when a guy says, oh, my elbow is really barking. He didn't hear anything pop, but it's never good. Never good. When was the last time you heard, hey, good news, got a elbow problem that took a guy out eight pitches into a game? That's good. No. It's awful.
It's not good.
It's not good.
Do you know who I just got a call from?
Who?
I got a call from Chris Ballard just now during the show. And I'm like, I wonder what this is. So I go in during the break. He goes, hey, I'm sitting here. I got a speaker on. I got a name, guy name who works for us named Matt Conte or something. I don't know who he is. He's from Philadelphia. He's a Sixers fan. Tell him about the real James Harden. Tell him about the real. He thinks that this is James Harden. So I told him all the stories about beating up Moses Malone Jr. off of a FaceTime call on a stripper's
allegedly.
Phone. I'm sorry. Allegedly.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's. I told him about the when he decided not to play against the in Game Six. He decided not to play against the Spurs. I told him about going to the strip club and having his jersey retired at the strip club. I told him about the when he had 12 turnovers against the against the Warriors. Now, that James last night was phenomenal.
Yeah.
45 points. I mean, that was without Joel Embiid. So I guess all the talk about no Embiid, in a, you know, maybe not even in the second round, I thought that was just posturing. But here we are after game one, and can you imagine they stole a game on the road without Embiid?
Yeah, but I mean, look, the prognosis for Embiid ain't good. I mean, they stole that game. It might be a wake-up call for Boston after that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you had to bet had to bet on this series.
No, I still like Boston. I don't think James can
Boston's
do this
still got to be a favorite in the series, right?
Yeah.
They still got to be. Do you know they were like 12.5-point favorites last night?
10.5 is what I saw.
Saw 10?
I was like, wow.
Yeah. No, I think it got up even higher.
Probably
unbelievable.
Did.
Unbelievable that they're that big a favorite and they don't show up. And they were early on, they were playing pretty darn good basketball. And then James just took over the game. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Did you see this story about, so the allegedly it was a, began, I think, that he was the kid was standing in right field. This says, however, the Texas A&M Texarkana
got shot.
He caught a stray bullet during a game. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he was standing in the middle of a game, according to police.
It was a shootout at a park.
Yeah.
There was a shootout in a park. He got hit.
He was standing in the bullpen area at the game.
The gun stuff, the people are... The shootouts that are happening now where people are just pulling guns and shooting each other. It's really wild right now. And he's just standing there and he got shot and he was in critical condition.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
This is unbelievable. They've got one of the guys in custody and they
turn himself in and they're all like 17, 19, and 20.
Yeah. Oh, wow. And how much jail time are you going to do at 17 years old now? Because
oh my God. Did you see the video of the Chicago school? The high school where they're all showing off their guns to kids?
No.
It is one of the most heartbreaking videos I've ever seen. All these kids are showing off the guns that they brought with them.
School?
Yeah, you've seen it, right? Yeah, it went super viral. Oh, you can't believe. Then a guy opens up a bag, he's got so many guns in there. Yeah. It's almost just like having Jordans or something, you know, where you just it's like a sign of hey, this is the hip thing to have as a gun. And it is crazy. I'll find you the video.
Well, thank God they didn't have... David. David tweeted it. David, you were there. Did your son play for that team, David?
No, he plays for the other team, UH Victoria, but I wasn't there, but I was watching online and seeing the stats, and they froze up. I thought, well, okay, nothing. So I texted him and said, hey, you know, good game, man. You really kicked some butt. And he called me and he said, man, Dad, our game got canceled. A kid got shot. He was actually in the bullpen.
Yeah.
And apparently there was some gunfight going on between somebody in an adjacent neighborhood, and a stray bullet got him in the chest.
Unbelievable. I saw you tweet about that, and I was like, I didn't, and now I'm reading a story, and I was like, holy crap. You're just standing there in a game, and all of a sudden you get shot. It's unbelievable. So your son was actually in that game. That's crazy. That's crazy. How's he doing?
Well, he's okay. He just said, man, that was scary. He said, I thought they were going to tell us we had to go play again. I said, you weren't going to play again.
Yeah. No.
Nobody was. I said, they canceled it. They got everybody out there, and I don't really know, but it was a pretty frightening deal. Apparently the kid seems like he's going to be okay, which is great news and many blessings to his family, but that was a pretty somber scene for sure.
Is that Terry Poole's team? No.
Actually, he left. Last year was his last year, so they have a new coach who actually was the former assistant for Texas A&M Texarkana. So, you know, and that was senior day as well, I believe. So it was for Texarkana. So it was a bad situation, but, you know, I guess in the end, it's very good that young man's going to be okay. So,
wow, just standing there for a baseball game and you catch one. That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. I appreciate it, David. There's David with us here on ESPN 97.5. Mm. Oh, I forgot to ask him about his draft. How many guys he got right?
The Mockingdales.
Yeah, the Mockingdales.
He's one of the Mockingdales.
Yeah.
Man. How scary would that be for your son? You're sitting there thinking it's a baseball game, and all of a sudden somebody's in critical condition.
Yeah. I mean,
shot from a stray bullet at a thing.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So I want to see that. Did you happen to see thank God they don't have all those guns at Westfield. Did you see the fight at Westfield High School?
Westfield here?
Yeah. Holy crap. I mean, it was an all-out war. I'll show you that video. It was crazy, crazy.
See if you can find that video. I want to show John that video. I can't find it. I don't know what to search, RJ. I haven't seen that either.
Yeah, no, it was.
There was something that showed violence. This is the most violent age group I think that we've ever seen. Like the fights at school right now are up at this enormous rate. There was an article about, and it's nationally. It's not just locally, it's like nationally. Of course, teachers right now are involved in assaults at an unbelievably disproportionate rate right now, where they're involved in physical confrontations, either starting it or getting it.
Well, apparently, I don't know that it's true, but apparently the principal had gotten in the middle of this one and suffered somewhat from and suffered from it. So I don't know, but it was crazy. I mean, it looks like the whole school was in it. Just nuts. Just nuts. 811 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. You got any stories you want to tell today? It's basically a holiday
show. It's not a holiday show.
It probably is.
What are we celebrating? Garcia being injured? That's not anything to celebrate. That's not a holiday.
Well, what do you want to do? You want to just commiserate the whole show?
No.
Your whole rotation is down?
It's Whitley season.
It's not Whitley.
It's Whitley season.
Wow. Wow. That makes everybody. Thank God we've got Forrest Whitley with us. Thank goodness.
Whitley. Mm.
Did you watch this? Did you see
Yeah,
this?
It's just everyone. But it looks crazy because the video's moving all over the place.
Well, it gets even.
Feels like you're in the middle of a fight there.
Yeah, no. And look at the teachers are all in the middle of it. And they're throwing hands now. They're throwing hands. It's
homeschool.
Uh-huh. Is that why Madi don't want to be in this? Madi don't want to be a part of this?
Madi just wants to be with her mom all the time.
That's it.
And her mom's like, don't you want to just go somewhere and do something? Don't you want friends?
No. I don't.
Sit and argue with you.
All right, time for me to talk about Houston Injection. Look, if you're somebody that is not feeling great, if maybe you're a little heavy, you would like to lose some weight, this is happening right now. It's unbelievable, the weight loss for men that's going on right now. That Botox, facials, laser hair removal, feeling good, looking good, Winthorpe. Yeah, you're going to feel good and look good. You can feel better. And you don't have to feel ashamed. Oh, that's a spa. It's a spa. It's for women. No, it's a spa. And men are going, and men are feeling better about themselves. You can't do this on your own, especially if you've been struggling with your weight and you just can't get it. You can't get it right. Well, she's got a great way for you to lose weight. Amy is doing wonderful things for guys and ladies. This is a place that you can go and have a date night with your lady at the spa, or you can get her a gift certificate. Women love gift certificates from spas, so you're a winner there. Or you can get yourself better, feel younger, look younger, feel happier, boost your confidence. All of these things are going on, and it's all at 975medspa.com. Tell Amy that you heard it right here, 975medspa.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
I don't care about the Yankees. Who sent us this dream shake? Aaron Judge, 10-day IL, Harrison Bader, Luis Severino, Josh Donaldson, Carlos Rodon, Jonathan Loaisiga. No care. Giancarlo Stanton, Tommy. I mean, who cares? Frankie Montas. Who cares?
Cheating that you've done over the years and not been punished for.
You're just getting punished.
You're getting punished. Karma's catching up with you. It's for having Garrett Cole, that jinx, on your roster.
Yeah. I mean, who cares? Stop already. No one cares.
Nobody cares.
Yeah. Nobody cares.
To win the series, Celtics still minus 190.
Yeah. I mean, especially without...
They're still minus 1.5 games in the spread. Minus 1.5 games.
So they've got to win it in six.
Five.
In
right? Or four, no, two. Does that count?
4-2.
Oh, yeah, yeah, 4-2 would be minus. Yeah,
so win six games. They got to win in six.
Yeah.
Despite losing at home.
Yeah, I can still see that.
Yeah, and it doesn't.
As long as Embiid doesn't come back.
Embiid's not coming back anytime soon. And why would they play him tomorrow night? There's no way, especially when they stole one.
No, they stole one. They're not playing him.
Yeah.
You don't think he'll come back?
I don't know. The outlook was not good. I mean, it's not like they were like, it doesn't.
I mean, he's going to end up having off like 2 full weeks.
Yeah.
But when you add everything up.
But this, it's a knee. It's not like.
Yeah. But you can tape it up. I mean. Put a brace on it.
Rub some dirt on it.
Put a brace on
it. Oh, look at this. The Rangers announced that Jacob DeGrom left tonight's game with forearm tightness. No. What?
Did that really happen? Again?
Yeah. April 28th it happened.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was the other day. Well, no.
Yeah.
That's the second.
Saturday. It was Friday.
No, I knew about that. No. Yeah. There was another one previously where Jacob DeGrom had issues.
Yeah.
If it happened during the draft, my head was spinning, so I don't even know anything that happened.
So, yeah, no. That happened April 28th, which was the first night of the draft, right? Thursday. Hey, you don't know nothing about that.
The Ferrari that is Jacob DeGrom is once again in the shop.
What about Chris Paul? Chris Paul left last night's game with a groin. Again, in the playoffs. It's always the same thing.
Yeah.
Always the same injury.
But he makes it through the year.
And yet, in the playoffs come, every single year.
How does he break down every... Well, it's not every single year, but it just feels like it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Jacob DeGrom is trying to stay optimistic after landing on the IL due to elbow injury. This is the Jacob DeGrom trick. The Rangers fell into it. You can't fall into that trick. He's going to be sidelined through May 14th. He was pulled from the game, as you mentioned. But... I think this is the second time he's had an issue with tightness. DeGrom has left early in two of his past three starts.
I mean,
he left the Rangers game. They're going to find out this is who he is.
Yeah, no.
And you know what? Maybe we're finding out this is who Lance McCullers is. Am I wrong?
No, duh.
This has been, I know, but this is 5 years.
Five
different years.
It's the same. How long have we been saying this about about Lance Fuller.
Some arms are just not meant to hold up.
Yeah.
They're just not meant to hold up.
Well, he's a slider build guy. I mean, and, you know, he puts a lot more strain on it.
A lot of torque on that elbow because he gets so much spin generated off of it. I know exactly what he's going through because there was a time as a forearm thrower. Now, this was over the summer with disc golf. There was a time where I was like, I was holding it. Like, I'd stop it abruptly, and it caused a lot of tension and strain on my elbow. I had to stop playing disc golf for a couple days to let it, 2 or 3 days to let it heal. So one of the things Lance McCullers may want to do is give it more rest.
I don't think that'd be possible for Lance to give it more rest. But secondly, yeah because of your disc, your frisbee throw.
It's a similar.
Because of your frisbee throw.
It's a similar motion.
It is. Yeah, no, it's a lot. It's very similar. Maybe he should ask you about it and how you overcame it.
I'll be more than happy to talk about it.
So, by the way, thank you, D. Green. May 2nd, holidays and observances, May 2nd. It's baby day. 2023 daily holidays that fall on May 2nd include Baby Day, Brothers and Sisters Day, Foster Care Day, International Harry Potter Day.
Sibling Day.
National Golf Day.
Today is National Golf Day.
I was celebrating it yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, at Wildcat. I'm going to celebrate tomorrow. I might have to celebrate now today because it's National Golf Day.
And it's Harry Potter Day?
It's International Harry Potter Day. International Scurvy Awareness Day.
Is scurvy still around? What is scurvy? I don't even know.
It's if you don't eat any fruit, right? If you don't have any.
That can't be accurate.
Yeah. No.
If you don't eat fruit, you get scurvy?
Yeah. Something like that. National Life Insurance Day.
I'm going to find out scurvy
stuff. National Play Your Ukulele Day. Today.
That one.
All of these have been May 2nd.
Here's some symptoms of scurvy.
Okay.
Anemia. Swollen, bleeding gums. It could become purple and spongy. Loosened teeth.
Well, but what causes it? Not what is what. Of course,
well,
we know
first
what.
Of all, I just wanted,
have you ever watched a British movie? That's what scurvy is, okay? When their teeth. But what causes it? Okay, we know what they look like everybody in England.
Scurvy is rare. Most people get it's from not having enough vitamin C in your diet.
Yeah, not enough fruit.
Okay, but here's what you need to look for: easily bruised skin, rough scaly skin, swollen legs, opening of previously healed wounds.
Oh God, that sounds
wounds
like
wounds that don't heal.
Sounds like one of my hangovers.
I've had this. On there for a while. I may have scurvy. Loosened teeth that may fall out.
Oh.
Bleeding under
British.
Your skin.
It's a British thing.
Is it?
Yeah. I think
it is. Because they also don't get sun. Oh, that's vitamin D, but yeah. Or no. Yeah, the sun is vitamin D.
Yeah. Yeah. I got plenty of that.
I don't think I've got scurvy. I'm going
to
look at.
Take a baby to lunch day today. World Asthma Day. Don't you have asthma?
I've got asthma.
Yeah, today's your holiday.
Today's my big day.
Today's your holiday.
Okay. World Asthma Day.
It is World Asthma
Day. Is there anything that you don't... So what do we do? Do we celebrate having asthma? Do we celebrate Simba Court? Like, what do we do?
Yeah.
World Asthma Day.
Yeah.
Do we just start... Do we not take our medicine, start wheezing by about 2:30?
Friday is one of Whitey's favorite holidays of the year. It is. Cinco de Mayo. White people love that.
We love that. Yeah, well, everyone loves also... Irish people got to say, what are y'all doing with St. Patrick's Day? This isn't your business.
Drunk.
Oktoberfest. You guys bite off of my people's, you know, just so y'all can have sausages and beer. Oh, wow. Great.
St. Joseph's Day. Everybody is clamoring.
What's that one?
It's St. Joseph's Day.
Is that where you walk through the street you walk through the street and there's some somber music and then y'all go eat
You
got
Italian sausage and you get some Italian sausage and you eat. Nice. Maybe some soupressat. Okay. No.
We do take different, like Christmas, birth of Christ, right? People just jump on that one. Hey, atheists, you're not allowed. This is, you cannot do this day. You can't do it.
Yeah.
You can't do, they do it.
Oh, they do it?
Oh, they do it.
No, they do it. They glom on.
They glom on?
Yeah. This is up for us. Okay.
Thanksgiving's for everybody. Fourth of July.
Except, you know, all those people that were exterminated. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, yeah.
That's when everyone became friends.
Oh, is it?
Come here.
We'll give you some corn.
What untrustworthy people your people were, John.
Let's kill a turkey. Oh, a little genocide for you.
My people are still in Germany and France. We had nothing to do with any of this.
No. Mine came over.
I didn't have anyone over on the pilgrim ship on the
Me either.
Mayflower and all that stuff. No. We didn't have any of that stuff. John and I had nothing to do with this.
No. We came
had
over.
Nothing to do with any of this.
No. To New York. That's how we were all named Tony. To New York. And that was in the 20s and 30s.
But how did Anthony come up then?
It just because, no, it with Tony, and then they said, well, you got to
call St. Anthony?
Anthony, yeah. Hey, Anthony. Yeah. That's how it started, though.
So this is a good segment. We found out about what causes scurvy and what some of the symptoms of scurvy are. We have determined that John and I were not responsible for the genocide of Native people.
No.
Or our people or our, you know, ancestors. What else did we get through here just now? We had some other stuff.
Not much. Did you see?
Would you like to see what rickets are? Could I interest you in a ricket? In definitions of rickets? And what you get, like what are
how symptoms do you get it though? That's the problem.
Okay, I'm gonna give you. Tell me one symptom of rickets.
You know what I'm gonna do now? I'm gonna start eating vitamin C tablets because I don't want scurvy.
Okay, tell me one symptom of rickets. I'm gonna see if you get one symptom.
What rickets? Yeah, it's a lot of itching. If you get rickets, you're gonna itch and your skin's gonna hurt. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see symptoms and causes. Mayo Clinics. You know this is the real one. Symptoms of rickets.
Okay.
Delayed growth, delayed motor skills, pain in the spine, pelvis, and legs, muscle weakness, bowed legs or knocked knees, thickened wrists and ankles.
See?
Breastbone projection. I think you'd know if you have rickets. These are pretty.
Oh.
These aren't like common like swollen, you know.
No.
Swollen forearms.
Scaly skin.
Yeah. No. This is like
this is
delayed growth, delayed motor skills. Bow legs.
You know what I don't want? Rickets. I've got
well. Then make sure
breastplates are growing.
Vitamin D. This is lack of vitamin D.
Is
can
it?
Cause rickets? Yeah.
No, I got. Oh, are you kidding me? So I did have that.
Factors
for a while.
That can increase a child's risk of rickets includes dark skin. So now you're doing your Italian thing.
Look at dark meat.
Premature birth. You were born 2 months early. That's what your brother Craig told me.
Greg.
Yep.
Yeah. No.
Exclusive breastfeeding?
No. Mom was smoking. She was choking down cigarettes. So, no, Mom, we didn't breastfeed, I don't think. Wait a minute. You get it? You get rickets from breastfeeding or not?
Breastfeeding? From only breastfeeding.
Oh, no. I don't know. I might have been doing that. I don't know. That's where I got this. That's where I established that.
Next up, we're going to have polio.
I'm going to have to stop here. It's time to talk. Well, this is appropriate. HRP, okay? This is an appropriate segue.
This is also a medical segment just now. What if we did rickets awareness? What if we just save somebody?
If somebody has rickets, they're probably like, this ain't funny. This is not funny. I don't know if you heard. You don't grow
or
anymore.
They might also make
you don't
saying,
grow anymore.
They might be saying, yep, that was right, actually. Yep, that one's good. Speaking of HRP, HRP is literally here.
Right here. There's
they're
an literally HRP right
in the,
there.
They're in
they,
the
wait
literally
a minute.
In the other
Did they
room.
Come for you now today?
I don't know.
Because
You're
of
the
this
one
segment?
Who said National
yeah.
Scurvy Day.
Chris Fisher's here. To,
you
to
said
maybe,
it was National
maybe,
Scurvy Day.
Maybe David Gow brought him in. Maybe David Gow brought him in to handle this situation that we're in right
I
here.
Didn't have scurvy.
Having a holiday show on May 2nd. Okay.
Had
maybe that's
to do with
it.
Scurvy.
All I know is HRMP is in the house. HRMP is with us. HRMP is here always with us. There, if you have any issue whatsoever with Lance, then we call HRMP. It's immediately what we do. And you can too. All you need to do is get HRMP to come to your business, give you a consultation on exactly what you need from them, and they will. What they'll do is they will make sure that you, my friends, have the best business plan you can. They will take care of your payroll. They'll take care of your HR. They will take care of your taxes. Then they're going to offer you plans for all of your benefits packages. They're not going to force those on you because that's the way that they're – listen, that's the scam here. The other admin places, they want to get your payroll business. They're going to give you such a discount. Oh, it's unbelievable. Look what we're doing for you. And then they stick you with these terrible, terrible benefits packages where they're making a ton of money. That's not what they do at HRMP. They're going to make sure that you get your benefits packages to your people, the best that is for your business. You decide what you're going to get. So this is happening every single day. If you're looking for the best way to get that payroll to your people, HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real. Fun. Sports.
In the early morning rain, with a dollar in my head, with a naked in my heart.
You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
That's the most obscure Gordon Lightfoot. Turn it up. Turn it up.
That's the seaside.
Lots of prayers. Big ups to Gordon Lightfoot.
Out on the runway number 9.
I've never heard this song before. He did the Edmund Fitzgerald. You don't know anything. You don't know Gordon Lightfoot, do you, RJ? No?
I do not.
Sundown, You Better Take Care. That's probably his most famous song. Or The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Those are two of his best. Gordon Lightfoot dies at the age of how long? How old was Gordon Lightfoot? Boy, he's been around forever.
84. Yeah. I saw a documentary on him. The legend
lives on. This is a great song.
Randomly, I saw a documentary. He's from Canada. LaShane said, like, he's Mr. Canada.
Yeah, he is.
And he was kind of a party-er.
Really?
Hard drinker.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You'd like him.
I thought Mike Weir was Mr. Canada, but okay.
No, this guy. Ryan LaShane told me that. He goes, oh, you want to see it get dark? He goes, well, it gets late at night, you go to a karaoke bar in Manitoba or whatever. He said, all of a sudden they're singing Gordon Lightfoot. You know, it's getting serious. They're singing Sundown. You know, it's real somber. People are in there drunk. They got attitudes.
Now it's serious because we're singing Gordon Lightfoot.
Yeah.
Well, go out and karaoke for Gordon Lightfoot. He brought many a smile to many a face. You know who didn't? ESPN didn't bring a lot of smiles to faces yesterday. See what they did? Apparently during the Knicks game, they showed, old footage. They showed the Statue of Liberty. Oh, in the background, there's the Twin Towers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. ESPN apologizes for showing footage of the Twin Towers. We mistakenly used an old stock image, and we apologize.
Wow.
Yeah.
A stock image of...
From 2001?
From early mid-2001?
Yeah. Right.
My gosh. You don't have any stock footage before then?
New York? You don't have any footage of New York?
I mean, God forbid you have any, cameras on New York at any point.
Yeah. No. Still ahead, T.J. McCrate is going to join us. He's with the 33rd team. We'll find out what war rooms are all about, because he was in a few, and we will talk to him about that and more. Is this for real? ML Football put this, just a reminder, draft grades do not matter. Patrick Mahomes, quarterback, taken 10th by the Kansas City Chiefs. By the way, that was Buffalo's pick. They traded with Buffalo to get Patrick Mahomes.
I didn't remember that being Buffalo's pick.
I didn't either. Analysis. The grade for Patrick Mahomes at 10, C-. Calling Mahomes a project is a major understatement. He's nowhere near ready to play in the NFL, and honestly, he may never be. Between his inconsistent accuracy due to poor mechanics, his tendency to bail from clean pockets, and his lack of field vision, he's going to leave as many big plays on the field as he creates. This was a risky pick. That's not the best analysis, is it? Although, I will tell you this. No one could have seen. I know the Chiefs get big ups for taking Patrick Mahomes and thinking that he was going to be a great quarterback.
People forget. Patrick Mahomes was not considered to be.
He was not great.
No one thought Patrick Mahomes was going to be taken. No one was mocking him in the top five. No one was mocking. Deshaun Watson was being mocked a lot later in the first and sometime in the second round. People forget that. He was a guy who had turnovers. He took wild, it was kind of wild throws that he made. Pat Mahomes was not considered the dude necessarily in that draft. And Andy Reid thought he could be a monster, thought he could be incredible. And they didn't want to pass on Pat Mahomes for fear of him turning into what he's turned into for another team.
But and Pat, big ups to Andy Reid, because I don't know what he was. We watched plenty of Texas Tech football and watched Patrick Mahomes, and we watched him finish 5-7, and he was good. I mean, you could see the arm talent, but he was really inconsistent.
They saw it. They saw it with him. Now, not to this level, but they saw real talent. And if you really want to know the truth, the reason the Colts drafted Anthony Richardson is because of Pat Mahomes. Because they had the same – Ballard had the same feel watching Mahomes, because he scouted Mahomes in that area. And he's like, Pat's got a chance to be special. And he just thought, you know, his whole thing was, just like with the Chiefs, they wanted to be he said, we could – with the Chiefs, they didn't want to miss out on a special player. And so with the Colts, he said, I just couldn't live with the fact that if I passed up on a guy that I thought could end up being special and he turns into that for somebody else, I just, you know, study wrong, or trust your first impressions. It's just, that's what it is. And Pat Mahomes, Andy Reid is just a really great talent evaluator when it comes to the quarterback position. Just really has a good feel.
I guess. I mean, because
John Dorsey was there with them too, but yeah.
So you see the odds for it's way too early Heisman betting right now. Caleb Williams is minus 500, but apparently Marvin Harrison Jr. Is moving up. He's plus 1,600. You know who else is the third favorite pick? To be the Heisman.
Oh, Heisman.
The Tyler Buckner. You see he transferred from Notre Dame to Alabama.
Yeah.
Okay. If you get beat out by Sam Hartman at Notre Dame, why are you now one of the Heisman favorites when you go to Alabama?
Well, the figure is they'll score a lot of points, and they'll, you know, he's the Alabama quarterback. I mean, name the last Alabama quarterback that wasn't considered one. Tua was, and obviously Bryce Young. Tua and Bryce Young, they both won it. Mac Jones had a really great year. I mean, Jalen Hurts is the other one who was there, and he transferred. But Jalen Hurts now is one of the highest paid players. So I think that's although he did it from Lincoln Riley's offense. So maybe that's the thought there. I'm with you. That's wasted money to me. Marvin Harrison is legitimate.
I would put it on Sam Hartman before I put it on Tyler Buckner.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
And then although that's not an offense where you're gonna, I don't think you're gonna really be explosive. Who's the other one? You said Caleb is the favorite.
Caleb's the favorite.
Yeah. Drake May is probably pretty high as well.
Yeah. But
so we got somebody who just said bet on Carson Beck at Georgia, great odds. Will they throw enough for you?
I mean, Stetson Bennett made it to the finals, right? He made it to New York.
They like to run the ball.
Yeah, but you gotta guess that they're gonna continue. I don't know.
Cam Ward is the guy you need to keep an eye on at Washington State again, because Cam Ward has. You know, no one's talking about Cam Ward, but the Drake May, Quinn Ewers, Caleb Williams, some of the names. Sam Hartman, Michael Penix, who maybe is somebody you really got to keep an eye on. And then, but also Cam Ward, because he's big, can run, has a big arm. I think this year's quarterback draft, honestly, there is a chance that people in 3 years will complain and say the Texans should have just taken Will Anderson and passed on quarterback. And taking one in this year's draft. You know, you shouldn't, because a lot of people in Houston did not want that to happen. You say there's no guarantee of what's going to happen the next year. But when you look at the conglomerate.
Okay, what order right now on May 2nd, 2023, what order will they be drafted?
Oh, man, that's hard. In the order, I'll say Caleb Williams, Drake May, Cam Ward.
I think Penix will be before Ward.
I don't think he's very big. Sam Hartman, Penix. The only ones I can think of. I don't know. I mean, if yours comes out.
I don't know if you heard. You don't have to be very big anymore.
I know. There's a rumor going around. Michael Penix, though, has had one really good year. So I don't.
He was good at Indiana.
He was fine at Indiana. I watched his tape. He was okay. I mean, he had, if I remember correctly, Penix got decent size. He's listed at 6'3", 214.
That's pretty good size.
Yeah, it's pretty good. In Indiana, that's not what you want. Four touchdowns, seven interceptions.
Yeah.
in Indiana.
He was fine.
Look, 10-4, 14-4, 4-7.
But there's a reason he was electric this year.
He's 31-8 this year. 31 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, 4,600 passing yards, and 65% completion percentage to Washington. He was really, really good this year. He's going to play. He's back again. He's going to be in college 6 years.
I wonder why he didn't come out. He would have been, you know what? He might have been up there with these. He would have been up there with these guys if he'd have come out.
Yeah, he probably would have.
All right, 8:42 when we come back. TJ McCrate going to join us. 33rd team, former player personnel executive for the Colts, right?
And Colts, the Eagles, the Ravens. Yep. Yeah.
All those. Right now we're talking about Chastain Ford, and we're talking about the greatness that it is. Look, it starts at the top, and with the Chastains, they've been doing this forever, and I just love the philosophy. I mean, when you go and you meet Patrick, if you met Joe before, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They're going to give you the best deal that they're not in. It's, car dealers can be, and especially used car salesmen, that whole stigma. Well, it's true with a lot of places. But, you know, when you've got integrity like they do at Chastain Ford, the family has been doing this forever, and the family continues to do it with Patrick and his sister and brother-in-law. And it's just it's a family-owned business and has been forever. And there's a reason that they've been the number one commercial dealership for Ford in the city of Houston, is because they just do business right. And that's what businesses want. And now on the retail side as well, if you're looking for that Ford car or truck, they're going to put you in the best situation for you. Make sure that your payments are where they need to be, not add-on, no markups. They're never going to do that stuff. They're going to get you at MSRP. They're going on orders, and it's just the best car buying experience that you got. A lot of times it's painful. It ain't painful at Chastain Ford. It's the best. If you're looking for that Ford car or truck, go in there and find out for yourself. It's at ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's just 5 minutes from downtown. It's Chastain Ford.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. TJ McCrate, 33rd team, former player personnel executive for the Eagles, former director of college scouting for the Colts, former director of pro personnel for the Arizona Cardinals. He's been there. He's done that. He's been in that war room. TJ, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it. So what did you think? I mean, you've been in that, you know, that situation, and you know, the clock is winding down. We got to get a deal done, where the Texans were with the Cardinals. What did you think of what they gave up for that third pick?
Well, I think they identified the players that they want, and they went and got them. I mean, that's what they had extra picks. They got the best rusher in the draft, and they get what they feel like is the best quarterback in the draft, two key positions. So I was fine with it. They identified the player. They went after him.
I think one of the things that's interesting, and we talked about it on the air, TJ, is that you have to take the quarterback first, because you don't want to give Arizona the leverage of having a quarterback when the Titans, I found out, had already called up and tried to, you know, they were trying to position to move into the third spot. So, you know, you don't want to have a quarterback sitting there where they can leverage you for even more. But as it turns out, Arizona basically said, we know what you're doing, Texans, so we're going to really put the screws to you. I thought Monty Ossenfort did a phenomenal job of extracting value, not just from the Texans, but also really didn't have to pay a huge ransom moving up from 12 to 6 because he knew Detroit wanted to get out. So using leverage while you're on the clock, that's a big part of, you know, those phone call trades, isn't it?
Yeah, and you have to be willing to not fall in love with a player so you can move out. And in the Cardinals situation, they needed help at a lot of different positions. So the more picks they could get, the better. Don't fall in love with the guy. And then I learned this, guys, when I was with the Eagles, most especially with Howie Roseman, how he didn't fall in love with players. He was willing to move off. And that gets you two picks in the first round the next year, and gets you multiple picks that year. So you have more shots at getting good players, really.
Speaking of Howie Roseman, we're with TJ McCrate here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I just think that he's in a different league than everybody else, the way that he maneuvers and the players that he's been getting. I mean, well, the, you know, the Philadelphia Bulldogs are unbelievable right now. he's pretty damn good, isn't he?
He is, and what they do is they stick to their process, and like I just mentioned, they don't fall in love, so they're willing to move back. They want to get, they like to get more picks, and that allows them to be in a position like they were this year, where they have a couple first round picks. One of them's high, even though they went to the Super Bowl, and they can get premium players. And that's what they do. And they do a good job before the draft, where they set their board up and they hash through everything. And they're, and there's collaboration between the scouts and the coaches, and they pick the best player. And, you know, sometimes that position doesn't look like they need it, but you never know. And the philosophy in Philadelphia is if you have 10 defensive linemen, you need 11. If you have 11, you need 12. You know, they like those guys to be fresh in the fourth corner and just pepper them at offensive linemen. And you see that when they play on Sundays, their defensive linemen are fresh and they're getting after the quarterback.
Yeah, it's always, I think it's always, you know, building, okay, so building the Houston Texans, what DeMeco Ryans is going to have to do, TJ, you know how it goes. I mean, build the fronts, right? That's all the best organizations typically try to build the fronts. And I think the Houston Texans looked at defense, and they went back to the defensive line and got Dylan Horton as well. But talk about the concept of building inside out, because one team I remember that tried to build from outside in was the Rams with Julio Jones. And you know, eventually they got to a Super Bowl when they had Kyle Shanahan as a play caller. But why is building the fronts, why is that so valuable for teams?
Well, let me say this, and I'll go back to Philadelphia again. In my career, the center position has never been more important than it is now. I think the center position is getting close to even the left tackle position in importance on a football team. When I was in Philadelphia with Jason Kelce, when you have a great center like that, you can do so many different things on your offense that you couldn't do before. That's why I like what the Texans did picking Juice Scruggs. They picked, he doesn't have a rare trait, but he's a solid center. What they do now is perhaps a little different than what they did 6-7 years ago. An extremely important position, and I like how they went out high and got that position. Hmm. That was a big-time pick, in my opinion.
TJ McRae with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I love this. I mean, I know he's caught a bunch of grief for Jahmyr Gibbs, but I love what Detroit is doing the last couple of years. What do you think?
I do. I really like Gibbs. Bijan was my top running back. Gibbs was two. I like what he can do in the pass game. And out in space on that turf, he's going to be really a good player for them. I like the things he can do in run and pass. I thought that was a good pick. You know, and everyone says, hey, be careful picking running backs, but this draft was a little different, I would say. I think it was an outlier draft, so I like that pick. I had no problem with
it. Outliers across the board. I mean, not only do you have two running backs going top 12, Bijan was probably one of the top three players. I mean, definitely one of the top three, maybe top two players in the draft at a position that typically has been devalued since about 2017. But when you talk about outlier draft, here's what this means. Tank Dell, third-round pick, is in the 160-pound range. You have a quarterback who's a sub-200. I don't care what he weighed at Combine. He plays sub-200. Like Kalijah Kancey in the 280s at defensive line. And I could go on and on about how small Jordan Addison is in the 170s. Josh Downs at 171. Like, this is the amount of outliers in this draft is just ridiculous. I've never seen so many outliers in one draft at so many different positions.
Yeah, in my opinion, this was the least amount of talent in a draft since 2013. And if you guys go back to 13, you could see that draft. There was, the meat of this draft to me was in the 25 to 50 range. That's where you were really going to make your hay. That's why I would have wanted to move back. You know, even these players going high, there were uncertainties. There was no Miles Garrett in this draft. There was no Trevor Lawrence, Andrew Luck in this draft. They didn't have that talent at the top. That's why the meat of the draft is later.
Well, all these small guys now coming out, is the league getting smaller, TJ?
The league's getting smaller, but what I think what you're going to see is you're going to see teams pivot. And, you know, these teams have 215, 220-pound linebackers. I think teams are going to start lining up in 12 and 13 personnel and start saying, okay, you're going to have a small linebacker. We're going to pound you. We're going to pound you and pound you. Mm-hmm. You know, the rules favor passing, so it's always going to be there. But I think these smart teams are going to line up with big men and just get after you because, as you guys know, there's nothing more demoralizing than when you're getting the ball run on you and you know it's coming and it's 4 or 5 yards a pop. Nothing more demoralizing than that.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to see. We do see shifts in football all the time. I mean, we see different types of shifts going on all the time. It takes a few years, and then here comes 12 personnel, and then, you know, we had the 11 come in, and then we had – next will be, you know, we've had teams have to figure out what size their nickel corners are going to be now because now you really need to have a quicker guy, and then you need to have a safety who can play some nickel because I think it's become so varied around the league. Even running, I noticed with Juice Scruggs, I was thinking, man, I didn't feel like Juice was really a zone scheme type guy for Bobby Slowick. I thought he's more gap scheme downhill. But then you think about it, and teams run varied run. It's very few teams are the Gary Kubiak, Mike Shanahan, hey, we're only going to run outside zone. It's pretty varied now from a running scheme standpoint, too.
Yeah, teams are doing a lot of different things. And then you mentioned the nickel corner. Hey, next year in the draft, we're going to see a receiver that's like 6'8". So maybe that's a trend. You know, some of these basketball players that aren't good enough to play in the NBA, maybe they say, hey, maybe I'll play receiver. We'll start seeing 6'9" receivers play football, basketball players play football. You never know, guys, really. Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's TJ McCray. We know you got to go. We appreciate your time. Best of luck going forward. Thanks for joining us this morning, TJ.
Hey, anytime, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, TJ McCray, 33rd team with us here on ESPN 97.5. And 92.5. We're going to take a break, talking a little whatever you want to talk about. 713-780-3776, the number, if you want to get in here. Right now I'm talking about Artisan Grange. I'm talking about the Dublin and the Canstead. I'm talking about hemp in a pouch made of hemp as opposed to tobacco and nicotine. Nope, not doing it. Gross. Not only gross, bad for you, bad for your teeth, bad for your jaw, bad for everything, okay? I just gave my buddy, he loves the straight. He likes the taste of straight. So I gave him some of the Dublin straight, and he's using it. And you know what? His wife's going to be thrilled because he ain't spitting all over the place. He's not doesn't have that nicotine and tobacco habit that it's risky. It's risky business out there. You go ahead, keep, you know, chew tobacco every day and see how that works out for you. See how healthy that is for you. It's not. It's just not. So you're going to try to wean yourself off of that? I got the way for you to do it. 975dip.com. Do it safer. Do it with the same taste, do it with the same sensation, and yet get out of that nicotine tobacco grossness that is the dip. 975dip.com.
ESPN 97.5.